Hi, beautiful souls. Welcome to Be Gentle With Me, your cozy corner of the podcast world where it's totally okay to not have this whole life thing figured out. I'm Christy, and I'm so excited you're here with me today. So grab your favorite comfy blanket, curl up with your favorite bevy, and let's dive into this thing, shall we? Today, we're kicking things off by getting to know each other a bit better. Don't worry, I promise I won't make you share your most embarrassing moment yet. That's for later episodes when we're all besties. First things first, let me tell you why we're here. Be Gentle With Me is all about creating a safe space where we can talk about all things mental health, wellness, and what I like to call real self-care. You know, the kind that goes beyond bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome too. We're here to explore how to live our true, soft, gentle life. Now, you might be wondering, Christy, why on earth did you start this podcast? Well, buckle up, because it's story time. Oh no, but oh yes. Picture this. Me, a few years back, feeling like I was trying to adult without an instruction manual. Sound familiar? I mean, who gave us permission to be in charge of our own lives, right? Suddenly you're a grown up, and I'm like, hashtag grown woman, but are we though? Well, I found myself knee deep in not one, not two, but three mental health crises because no one taught me about trauma. We're talking full on nervous breakdowns, depression, the works. It got dark, folks, really dark. There were times when I couldn't see the light anymore, when everything felt hopeless. I had all sorts of trauma in my baggage. Childhood stuff, assault, betrayal, you name it. I probably dealt with it. So, I did what any sensible person would do. I dove headfirst into therapy because that's how you heal, right? Coaching, and every healing modality I could find for 8 whole years. Here's the kicker though, not everything helped. In fact, some of it made things worse. Pro tip. Bad therapists exist. Be careful out there. I remember one time after a particularly intense therapy session where we rehashed some old wounds, I had another mental breakdown because it was like pouring salt on an open wound. That's when I realized that not all healing approaches are created equal. But then, like a ray of sunshine breaking through the storm clouds, I stumbled upon the trauma-informed approach. And let me tell you, it was like someone finally handed me the right keys to unlock my healing. What's the biggest lesson I learned? I didn't deserve any of the bad stuff that happened to me. Mind blowing, right? For so long, I've been carrying around this weight of guilt and shame, thinking that somehow I was responsible for all the hurt in my life. But learning that I deserve to be treated with kindness and gentleness, that was the game changer. You see, I was my own harshest critic. Classic overachiever and people pleaser here. I was always pushing myself to do more, be more, give more, 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 more. And it was exhausting. It sounds exhausting, right? It was keeping me stuck in toxic patterns with people and myself that weren't serving me. Once I figured out that I was good enough, period, full stop, no conditions, that's when things started to change. I learned to be kind to my inner child, to show up for little Christy in ways no one else had. It was like jumpstarting my healing journey with a supercharged battery. Let me tell you about this one pivotal moment. I was sitting in my room, feeling totally overwhelmed and full of self-doubt when I decided to try something different. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and imagined little Christy. You know, the cute little one with pigtails and scraped knees. So, instead of beating myself up in that moment, I asked, what do you need right now from me, sweetie? The wave of compassion that washed over me was unlike anything I'd felt before. It was the beginning of a beautiful relationship with myself. Now, because I'm a glutton for punishment, kidding, I decided to become a trauma-informed coach myself. I wanted to help others find the tools and techniques that actually work. Because healing is possible, my friends. It might not be easy, it might look very messy, but it's so worth it. So that's how the Wild Within was born. I see our inner selves as this wild, magical forest. Some parts are hidden. Some parts are dangerous. Some might hurt. But all of it is beautiful and worth exploring. The name with the Wild Within came to me during a meditation session. I was visualizing my inner landscape and suddenly I saw this lush, vibrant forest. Can you see it? There were sunlit clearings and dark, mysterious caves, bubbling brooks and steep cliffs. And I realized, this is us. We're all these beautiful, wild, complex ecosystems. And just like a real forest, we need tender care and respect to thrive. So now, let's lighten things up a bit with some fun facts about yours truly. What's my favorite go-to self-care activity? Hitting the gym. Woohoo! Gym gates for the win. There's something about pushing weights that just releases all that pent-up stuff. Plus, it's scientifically proven to help release trauma. Signs for the win again. I remember the first time I leg pressed my whole body weight. The rush of empowerment was incredible. It was like my body was saying, hey, we're strong. We can handle this. What's a book that changed my perspective on healing? The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. It's like the Bible of trauma research. He's the one who actually coined the phrase PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That book showed me that there are so many paths to healing, and that's pretty empowering. I actually ugly cried for parts of this book because it resonated so deeply. If you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend it. And my favorite comfort food? Shawarma, baby, with extra sauce. I love it saucy. Don't judge me, it's delicious. There's this little place near my house that makes the best shawarma. It's my go-to celebration meal whenever I hit a milestone in my healing journey. So, now that we got that covered, what can you expect from this podcast? Each week, we're going to dive into different aspects of healing, growth, and being kinder to ourselves. Sometimes it will just be me, chatting away like we're having coffee or anything else you want to drink. Other times, I'll bring in guests who have gone through their own healing journeys, or experts who can give us a juicy lowdown on what actually works in trauma recovery. We'll talk about things like how to recognize and soothe your inner critic, practical techniques for managing anxiety and stress, the power of self-compassion in healing, navigating relationships while you're on your healing tour. Oof, I felt that. Mindfulness practices that don't require you to sit still for hours, because let's be real, that's not always easy. And guess what? I want to hear from you too. At the end of each month, we'll have a Q&A episode where I'll answer your burning questions. You can submit them on my website at www.thewildswithin.com. Ask your question. No worries, link in show notes. So no question is too big or too small. If it's on your heart, I want to hear it. Again, just go to www.thewildswithin.com, ask your question, or just use the link in the show notes. Speaking of my website, I've got a gift for you over at thewildswithin.com/free guide. It's a guide called Practical Steps to Start Your Healing. I poured my heart and soul into that thing. It's just not fluff. It's a workbook designed to actually help you kickstart your healing journey. I created this guide because I know how overwhelming it can feel to start this process. It's the resource I wish I had when I was starting out. Again, you can get the guide in the link in the show notes. Before we wrap up, let's have a gentle moment, shall we? Let's take a moment to practice a little gentleness. Find a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in, out, and repeat after me. I am worthy of kindness, especially for myself. Ooh, I felt that. Let's do it again. I am worthy of kindness, especially for myself. My healing journey is valid, no matter where I am on the path. My healing journey is valid, no matter where I am on the path. I choose to treat myself with the same compassion I'd offer a dear friend. I choose to treat myself with the same compassion I'd offer a dear friend. It's okay to take things slow and be gentle with my heart. It's okay to take things slow and be gentle with my heart. I am enough, just as I am, right in this moment. I am enough, just as I am, right in this moment. Beautiful. Remember, you can always come back to these affirmations whenever you need a little boost. In fact, why not write them down somewhere so you can see them every day? Your bathroom mirror, your journal, or even set them as reminders on your phone. Thank you so much for joining me today, lovelies. I hope you're feeling a little bit lighter, a little more understood, and a lot more excited about this journey we're embarking on together. Remember, new episodes drop every Sunday, because we all could use a little extra love at the beginning of the week. I would love to connect with you during the week, so you can catch me on Instagram or Threads at The Wilds Within. I'm super active on Threads, by the way. So come say hi, share your thoughts on the episode, let me know what resonated with you, or just drop by to say hello. I love connecting with you all. As we close out this first episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Your healing journey is uniquely yours. Let me repeat that again. Your healing journey is uniquely yours. There's no right way to do it. No perfect timeline to follow. The fact that you're here, listening, taking this step, that's huge. Be proud of yourself for that. Until next time, remember, be gentle with me, because you deserve kindness, especially from yourself.